The next patient is Lydia Gregory. The last name is G R E G O R Y. Gregory is G R E G O R Y. Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old female patient of Dr. Nelson, referred to the practice because of the presence of hyponatremia. Period. The patient used to live in Texas, and she has moved to Highlands County. And she gives a history that she was abandoned. Okay. She doesn't have any information regarding her ancestors. She has three sons, and the three of them are diabetics. As a matter of fact, one of them, passed away secondary to complications related to diabetes mellitus and kidney failure, period. This patient has been an athlete most of her life. She exercises vigorously, and she used to jog for anywhere from 3 to 5 miles on a daily basis. She has never been overweight. She is particularly selective, trying to avoid salt. And she drinks significant amounts of fluid because of the exercise. Period. She says that ever since she was in the 40s, she was told to have a borderline hyponatremia, and she continues to do so, and as is documented in the chart, with the different laboratory workup that has been done by Dr. Nelson, the serum sodium has been between 130 and 135 milliequivalents per liter. Period. It is my impression that the patient doesn't enforce the fluid restriction. And that the fact that she has a low sodium intake in the presence of a significant amounts of fluid could be the responsible for the hyponatremia. I don't think that we are dealing with a syndrome of inappropriate ADH per se. We have to determine the serum osmolarity, urine osmolarity, a fraction of excretion of sodium in order to determine whether or not what we are saying is the mechanism of hyponatremia. Period. In any event, the patient is asymptomatic. Period. Number two, the kidney function is very well preserved, despite the fact that she's mentioned several times horseshoe kidney. The ultrasound of the retroperitoneal area fails to show in the narrative horseshoe kidney. We know that she has atrophy of the left kidney compared to the right. However, the cortex is proportional. The only way to investigate the anatomy of these kidneys and rule out the possibility of the horseshoe kidneys by doing a contrast study versus a nuclear MAG, M-A-G, Mike Alpha Golf MAG 3 with furosemide. Period. I am going to discuss this type of test with the patient, and eventually she will make a decision whether or not she would like to pursue that idea in the presence of absence of proteinuria. A normal kidney function.
Yeah, and no mushrooms.
There is not urgency in
okay, and then white
rice. Running this test at this point. Right. Following number.
Okay. Bye.
The patient is underweight. She has a BMI of 20. She likes to be thin. And following number, the patient has osteoporosis that is treated with the Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A infusions at the cancer center twice a year. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I spent 20 minutes evaluating the referral, the past test, the imaging, and in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation, 9 minutes.